And with us right now is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center, the office located here in St. Joseph at the Chamber of Commerce office. Rebecca, mm-hmm. thanks for being here.
Good morning, Barry.
Nice weather. I tried to give Melanie Barnes credit for the good weather that we got, but she would have liked, I think, to take credit for it, but was too honest not to. So I'll give you the chance.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, it was all my doing, this beautiful weather.
There you go. Very good. Well, so what's on your mind this morning? You've got... We're talking a little bit before we get started about the Malcolm Baldrige Award,
yes.
the Quality Award.
Yes, the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award. And just in particular, the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Excellence, it's called the criteria. Yeah, the excellence criteria. And so what that is basically a blueprint for successfully managing and sustaining organizations. So... this is good for service businesses, healthcare businesses, nonprofits, public entities, private entities, so even manufacturing. So it really, you know, spans everything, including small businesses. So a lot of times I think small businesses believe that some of these concepts, even something as simple as like your mission, vision, and values, and, you know, you what are your core concepts and core beliefs, those types of things are meant for large businesses and not for the little guys out there, right? But that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, in order to make your small business that much more successful and in order to grow it, having this type of systems process in place, like the Malcolm Baldrige framework provides, is really the key to making sure that you are a successful small business and that maybe you don't stay a small business forever.
So that's a good way to look at it, as a framework, right? Mm-hmm. This is kind of like guidelines for how to measure yourself, hold yourself accountable.
That's exactly what it is. And I mean, what better thing to have than some, you know, a blueprint that's been around for decades now, actually since 1987. This is through the NIST, which is the National Institute for Standards and Technology. It came about from Malcolm Baldrige himself, of course, who came up with the framework. But he was the U.S. Secretary of Commerce during the Reagan administration. So that's who he was. And that's how he got named for it, mm-hmm. or it was named for him, I should say. And it's also the there's the National Quality Award that is given each year. There's like at the state level, we have the Missouri Quality Award, and then there's the national level as well. And it is the only National Quality Award, presidential award, I should say, for performance excellence. So the only performance excellence award that's given to businesses by the president.
Mm-hmm. And that's given every year?
And that's given every year, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that just tells you that the same sort of expectation, accountability, the framework for succeeding at this and achieving quality, it all comes from the same place.
It does. And I have served on the Missouri Quality Award as one of the participants who actually analyzes and, you know, scores different entities throughout the state. It's a very time-consuming volunteer position, but it's very much worth it because it really gives you a very in-depth look at the framework, this excellence criteria, and there's seven basic sections or categories to the framework. So they are leadership, strategy, customers. The fourth one is measures, analysis, and knowledge management. The fifth one is workforce, then operations, and then finally, of course, results. And so I was going to talk about each one of those mm-hmm. and a little bit more in depth and how even just answering some of the questions that are part of the Baldrige criteria helps you to figure out what it is you're doing great, what it is you're not doing at all, and where you can make improvements.
Well, it sounds like this would be something really useful to have.
It is. And it's something that in different parts of it, I don't necessarily use all of it all at the same time, but in different parts of it, I really pull from this, from my experience with the Baldrige criteria, when I'm working with small business owners. For example, I'm meeting with a small business owner that I've never met with before, who's had an existing business for about 3 years now. And, you know, they're selling products in 4 different states. They're doing okay and growing. But they're like, I don't know what I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, how can I help? And the answer was, I actually don't know. I just was told to call you, Rebecca. And it's like, okay. So then that's where, like, you know, we'll look at these categories. We'll look at leadership and strategy and customers and all the other categories. And I can ask those questions and dig deep and find out, okay, here's what you're doing good. Here's what we can work on. And here's some things that you're not doing at all, but should be doing.
All right. So when you start with that, then do you just start at the top of the list and look at leadership, or do you come into this from a different direction?
It varies with each individual business owner what they're looking for. If it is one of those people who doesn't know what they're looking for, then yeah, I just start at the top and work my way down during like a 1 hour kind of interview and get a feel for which one of these categories really looks like we should start there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, for people who come to you, I know that there is no charge. You don't have a charge for this. The service is actually a part of the overall service of the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And what does, when a person starts looking at this information and you start working with him or her, what sort of commitment does that person need to make, if any?
That's a good question, Barry. They don't have to make any commitment beyond having an open mind and a willingness to learn. I think if they are willing to learn, I have found that in the 16 years I've been doing this, those people who are willing to listen and learn are the ones who are the most successful by far. Those who are humble enough to say, I don't know everything.
Or I don't know what I don't know.
Even just that. It's that simple. And just to say, okay, well, you know, here's what I've done. I'm doing good. Now I've kind of plateaued. So I don't know what else I can do. Help me, you know, and then that's where we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
So just that willingness to learn is important.
Well, it strikes me that knowledge is power.
Definitely.
And if you think that you've plateaued and you've reached, you're doing as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
you can.